This is another edition of the Pearl Project Podcast. All thanks K-State Sports out there in Manhattan, Kansas. Eddie Greer coming to you, recording on a Tuesday, November 12th, 2024. The Pearl Project Podcast, all thanks K-State Sports. Whether that is football this weekend, we got a big Thursday night that we found out about. Basketball on both the men's and women's side, that is coming up Thursday night in Manhattan, Kansas. Tennis wrapped up, cross country. Also wrapped up as well. We'll get to that, hopefully momentarily during the week, and so much more. So many activities going on. The Pearl Project Podcast, Kansas State University out there in Manhattan, Kansas. Eddie Greer III, your host. If you're the first time listening to this podcast, thank you so much again for stopping by and giving us a listen. I do have an episode already ready to go for this morning, so this probably will come out until this evening, and then I also have recorded a women's basketball episode, a short one, last week as well that I need to get out as well. So, see, a lot of stuff going on out there in Manhattan, Kansas. And that brings us to the rest of the schedule. And, oh, by the way, don't forget to check out our bonus content, Podbean app. Download the Podbean app right now, Greer 3 Eddie's Podcast. That is Greer 3 Eddie's Podcast, G-R-I-E-R number 3, E-D-I-D apostrophe S Podcast. Again, that's G-R-I-E-R. The number 3, EDDIE apostrophe S Podcast. Me and Alex finally got together and recorded something last night there. So I'll get that out here, hopefully, for you guys this week. Probably as soon as tonight. So if I can stay on task here, I should be able to get that up by tonight as well. But K-State Sports going on here. We're going to just go through the schedule real quickly. Everything begins pretty much on Wednesday on through when the women's volleyball team has 17th ranked Baylor come into town. Of course, K-State women's volleyball has won now the last 3 of 4 games. Baylor, this is the first of 2 ranked opponents, top 20 opponents for K-State women's volleyball here. And they're trying to stay up top of the top, at least the top half of the league. That is went tomorrow night. 6:30, and of course, you've been following the show for a while, or you're new to this podcast. Of course, we try to do postcasts after every game, no matter what it is, right? Or reaction of football, women's volleyball. We've done soccer. Now we're trying to stay on task with men's and women's basketball. So we got a lot going on this podcast. So that's why this is what makes us unique on this podcast, right? We try to cover everything and try to keep you updated what's going on with everything, not just one or two sports, right? There's plenty to go around out there in Manhattan, Kansas. But that is tomorrow night. So look out for a postcast on that. If you've been also been out living under a rock, then go ahead, feel free to catch up on the latest episodes from last week. And I'm going to try to go a little bit deeper than just all that, than just a box score as well. I like the episode the last 2 episodes that you guys are going to look at, including yesterday's episode, diving a little deeper into why K-State football team needs to win out and missed opportunities. That's the episode that's going to come out here in a little while. Anyways, I'm recording this here on Tuesday morning. And then, of course, what I just mentioned, and Alex talked about on the bonus podcast, huge doubleheader in Bramlage. So if you're around, it's still, and oh, let me throw this in here. Happy late belated Veterans Day to all the men and women who have served for our country. I failed to mention that on yesterday's episode. So, and it's not going to be on this episode, but it'll be on this episode. This will probably come out tonight. So a belated happy Veterans Day to all the men and women who have served and given their lives for this country. It is more than you know, deeply appreciated. I don't think we appreciate it enough, especially over the last, handful of years. So definitely I want to express my gratitude here on this podcast to you guys as well. I know I've had my older sister and brother who served in the military as well, and along with a lot of friends of mine as well. So definitely, especially, you know, Manhattan, right there is Fort Riley as well. So kudos to all you guys and gals who continue to do the work and protect this country. So I want to get that out there as well. Transition from that, and K-State women's basketball begins the doubleheader 5:30 on Thursday late afternoon. You might as well say evening because of this the weird time change. And then LSU in primetime, men's basketball, 8-ish, around there. So, Kate, we're gonna get some question answered, because it's gonna be some, I really think it's gonna be some two good games on Thursday night for K-State basketball across the board. And then the weekend with Friday, and we, like I said, we'll get you guys squared away with cross country. Hopefully after work I can record something on that, the NCAA Midwest Regional or cross country. And then Friday night, TCU comes calling the Morgan Family Arena, 18th ranked TCU. So again, K-State women's volleyball is in the middle of another tough stretch. Can you get at least one of these games? I think they can. I'm going to go ahead and say they can. So they got to get one of these games. K-State's off women's volleyball team, tough at home. Both of these games you get at home. So we'll see if they can take advantage of that there as well. And of course, the main event, Saturday, Bill Snyder Family Stadium. We're going to have a time there. I don't know why it says TBA on here, but we know the time. 6 p.m. ESPN, Arizona State. And this is going to be an elimination game. Arizona State in the thick of the Big 12 race, and so is K-State, the football team we're talking about now. So, obviously, we know the story by now. We're coming off the bad loss against Houston. So, K-State, you got to win out to keep your hopes alive and hope Colorado stumbles. This is the Pro Project Podcast, all things K-State sports. Eddie Gritter III here on this Tuesday morning, November 12th, 2024. And then, yeah, that's it. So we're not going to jump ahead to next week right now. So a jam-packed week of K-State athletics. Everything's off today. And then everything begins with K-State women's volleyball on Wednesday night. And again, postcast after every game this week, as per usual, if we can do it. We will be able to do that as well. So look, I'm looking forward to this week. All right, I'm fired up all of a sudden for what's going on. I'm trying to plan out next year on the running side. I think I got it, but we're waiting on one more piece. So I'm gonna hold that. I'm gonna keep that down on the down low right now, and more to come for me on the EG3 podcast. I'll probably end up recording that probably tonight before enjoying the rest of the evening. But yeah, that's what's going on with K-State sports athletics this week. Two really a tough schedule across the board, and really good schedule here. We're starting with volleyball and ending with Arizona State at Bill Snyder Family Stadium in K-State under lights, 6 p.m. If you guys cannot be at the game in Manhattan, that'll be a 6 o'clock game on ESPN. I might try to watch this from a different angle. We'll see about that. But anyways, that's what's going on in K-State Athletics. The Pearl Project Podcast, all things K-State sports. You can get it wherever podcasts are found, free and available daily, or whenever I have a chance to record Kansas State content again. Finally, Podbean app, Greer 3A's podcast, G-R-I-E-R. The number 3EDID apostrophe S podcast. That's G-R-I-E-R. The number 3EDID apostrophe S podcast for more. And I'll have those up. I also recorded something on there last week as well. So I'll have both of those up hopefully by tonight for you guys to listen to throughout the week. So definitely feel free. Definitely, you're K-State fan, why don't you go ahead and download that Podbean app right now and get on top of that. Also, if you're not subscribed to the Pro Project Podcast, what are you doing? I think this is, what are you guys doing? I think this is a good time to do it. And of course, what helps, go ahead and hit that alarm button every time we post K-State content here in the Midwest. That's going to wrap things up on another edition of the Pearl Project Podcast, all things K-State sports. Alex Aiden out there in San Diego, California. Eddie Greer coming to you from Kansas City, Missouri. This has been another episode of the Pearl Project Podcast, all things K-State sports. We'll be talking to you throughout a huge week. Go Cats!